This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Stefan, I think one of the biggest travel stories I've ever seen in my life is the West Australian Tourism Association have used advertising of a beautiful sunset picture with a couple in Kings Park in Perth with the sun setting in the east.
Oh, would that be photoshopped?
It's around the wrong way.
Yeah. No.
It's just not a good look for WA travel, tourism, yeah. Because they're famous for their beautiful, gorgeous, outrageously photogenic sunsets. Mm. Anything that sets in the west, particularly in a beautiful city like Perth, sun going down, the sunsets are eye-wateringly beautiful. But they are still in the west, as most of the world experiences on a 24-hour cycle.
Yes, it is quite surprising. You were in Perth.
Tourism Australia. It wasn't even Tourism WA. And so the West Australian picked that up. Oh, so right. I'm sure the Sandgropers, the loyal Perth listeners, are pretty confident. They know where the sun sets. The Australian Tourism Organisation, I believe they're formerly headed up by Scott Morrison. So already we've got a bit of a doubt on the veracity of any claim that comes out of that organisation. But, where the bloody hell were you when the sun was setting in the east?
Well, clearly not in Perth. I don't know.
But we also have some other terrible travel stories.
It's a little bit unstable in India at the moment.
Before we get into the heavy thing.
Yes,
there was
a feature in Traveller this week on the worst airline slogans. Which I can't say very well. So what was your pick? I quite like the Air Europe one, which you still have a choice. I don't know if you have a choice that much when you're strapped in your seat at 30,000 feet. But
smarter way to stay high.
Who was that?
I believe that was Malindo Air.
Oh, yes.
Malindo Air. Air Côte d'Ivoire.
Oh, yeah, that's the best. Our best trip is you.
Thanks for riding. We make you fly.
Yeah, that's
like we make you fly.
That's a little bit.
Thank you, Lion Air.
Yeah, that's a little bit. Tajik Air.
What is
National Airline of Tajikistan. So very plain, very catchy. And very to the point.
At least the window says what's in the shop. Yeah. I guess you're not going to be disappointed. SpiceJet, what do they have?
Red, hot, spicy.
It's exactly what you want when you're strapped into an airline
over
seat
India.
For 4 hours and the sign goes on and you can't possibly.
I quite like the 1970s Continental.
What do they say?
We really move our tails for you.
That is such a dad joke.
Air Jamaica?
Oh, Air Jamaica. Air Jamaica. I think this is the prize pig.
Feel it when you fly.
Feel it when you fly. God, this sounds like something George Pell would have said.
Quite a lot of, it's quite a nice little selection here. So if you want to have a look, if you want to see a little bit more, there's probably some more on the website. Or you can SMS us on 0427JOY949 if you have any more of these. There's another travel news that I started.
Yeah, yes. It's a bit more grim than 1970s ham-fisted advertising slogans for airlines.
From United. Yeah, there's quite a little bit of instability over the airspace in Pakistan. With
Kashmir,
yes. Mm. And tension between
the disputed Kashmir region.
India and Pakistan, and I think there was a fighter jet combat
shot down,
yes, and so as people probably have noticed. So it has an impact on airlines that fly to Australia because they've been trying to avoid the airspace of Kashmir and Pakistan. So some of the flights, I mean, Qantas, the Perth to London flight is 20 minutes longer, which doesn't sound like a lot, but when you think about how long that flight is already.
Yeah, but it's a lot of fuel.
Yeah, it is.
It's a lot of inconvenience for a lot of people. There's a lot of trying to reschedule gates and staffing and so forth. So, 20 minutes does matter for airlines.
And other airlines like Thai Airways have actually cancelled flights between Bangkok and London. It's affecting around 11 countries in flat affecting flights to 11 countries in Europe. So it's not insignificant.
No, it's not. And it's the strangest thing that these two countries that used to be one were partitioned by Britain, and now that they're on the threshold of nuclear war with each other, although they were the same people until British partitioning of India. And it was such a strange thing that we're still bickering over borders that were given to them by a foreign power.
I must make one correction, though. I said London to Perth to London. It's not on a Perth to London flight. It's on the flight to from Sydney to London via Singapore. That a mixture because Singapore, it didn't really. I can't really picture how that flight will go over India and Pakistan. But no, it's on the Singapore to London flight. So yes, it's as you said, and it's things that were inherited from the British.
Yeah.
For listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.